The scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Hear the word of the Lord. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof from above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. The word of the Lord.
Our second reading is found in the letter of James, chapter 2. Beginning at verse 14. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I by my works will show you my faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us join together in prayer. Great God, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and of glory, give each of us by the power of your Holy Spirit, a spirit of wisdom and revelation as we dare to come to study and proclaim your holy word. Amen. Jesus' arrival in the small fishing village of Capernaum caused a great deal of excitement. Jesus was rumored to be a charismatic teacher and healer, and people were curious. He had a reputation of caring for people, especially the deprived, the sick, and the rejected. Jesus was teaching, preaching the word, as Mark puts it, and they came in droves to listen because he taught as one who had authority. Now, houses in that day were usually constructed with flat roofs. A set of stairs on the side of the house allowed access to the roof, which was much like our decks today. Crowds were swelling all around one particular house. We learned that people are hanging on every word that Jesus speaks. However, something spectacular is about to happen. Four men are determined to bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus to be healed. The crowd is so large, however, they cannot get into the house when they arrive. So let me set this almost humorous scene. Jesus is preaching inside the house while these four men carry their friend up the staircase and onto the roof. Once there, they begin to dig through the roof until they've made a hole opening large enough to lower their friend through it. And they lower him into the house. Now, I wonder about some particular questions. Like how they were able to carry their friend on a stretcher up those stairs without dropping him. I also wonder what Jesus thought. I imagine there was a smile of delight on his face, and he realizes what is happening. Surely he is amused by the whole thing. I wonder what the crowd thought. They were no doubt angry, annoyed, and astonished, and even amazed at what was taking place. I wonder what the man thought. If he had not been previously paralyzed, he might be paralyzed now by anxiety and apprehension. No doubt their strongest motives were altruistic. I believe they wanted him healed. Who knows just how long they had been carrying him? As many of you know all too well, ill health can be a terrible affliction to everyone involved. Isn't it astounding what these men were willing to do to get their friend to the Lord? Some may have wondered if the man had paid them, and if so, how much? But no amount of money could buy the kind of friendship they had for him. Now, if you believe that you can't buy friends, consider for a moment the shallow shortcuts of our internet age. A recent article explored a number of sites dedicated to helping you find online friends. On the site sociallyup.com, you can buy 500 likes for $30 or 20,000 likes for $699.99. For a mere $10, FanMeNow will find you 1,000 Twitter followers, and you can buy a million followers for only $1,700. The article concludes with the following advice. No matter what your social network you're on, you can buy your way to popularity. You can buy your friends. I believe Mark wanted to establish 2 points. One, the power of the Messiah to forgive and to heal. And second, to focus our attention on the audacious faith of the paralytic's friends and to learn from them. Their friend needed what only Jesus could offer. So they did what persons of lesser faith might never have considered. They wanted him liberated from his infirmity. The Bible says Jesus saw their faith. Faith is something that begins to work in the heart and then it works its way to the outside. Augustine confessed that it was the faith and prayers of his mother who blessed him. How many of us can witness to miracles wrought in our own lives by the love, prayer, and faith of others? Consider the life story of Corrie Ten Boom, who along with her family cared for and saved hundreds of Jews in World War II. Martin Luther liked to say that we are little Christs, that we embody Christ, that we are to be vessels through which his healing love to others can flow. Who are the persons who may not get through the crowd to see Jesus unless we carry them, unless we bring them, unless we show them the way, unless we act? Jesus tells a story of Dives, the rich man, and Lazarus, the beggar. Dives feasted in luxury every day and never even saw Lazarus on his doorstep. In his story, Jesus reveals a switch in the whole situation. Dives is equally amazed to find himself in torment when he dies, and Lazarus is amazed upon death to find himself in heaven. In hell, Dives discovers that caring was important. And he began to call on God to send someone to help his brother discover the true meaning of life. It's such a pity to wait until we have missed life to see what it's all about. Caring is very simple. It's a meal, a phone call, a card, a welcome to a stranger, cheering up the sick, or comforting the lonely. Do we really care for one another? Do we hurt when others hurt? The viewpoint of the world is, what can they do for me? Are they pretty, popular, powerful, or rich? When everyone is asking these kinds of questions, seeking only their own good, then all human relationships collapse. But the Christian viewpoint is totally different. How can I help? how can I enrich the life of others? Sooner or later, something is going to happen to you that may weaken your faith. You are unable to get to Jesus by yourself. Then you'll have to let others carry you by their faith. This is what people are doing when they say, "I'm praying for you." This is what people are doing when they say, "I care about you." They realize they can't be your savior, so they don't interject their advice or personality into the story. Instead, they just carry you to the healer in prayer. Jesus can never resist that level of faith, even when it comes from someone other than you. Jesus saw their faith. He saw the four men who brought the paralytic. He saw the paralytic himself. But what he saw of the four men was their faith. Which raises another interesting question. Will my faith help someone else? Can faith be vicarious? I don't know. But I do know what people have told me. I felt the prayers of the church, or I was uplifted by the knowledge of your concern and prayers for me. Or it gives me comfort to know that others are praying. I was blessed with a mother who started every day on her knees praying for her children. But it was the comment by an elderly friend, Anne Fry, in my church at that time, who called me one day and asked why I had stopped coming to church. She simply said, "I know that someone in the church has hurt you with harsh words or actions, but I've been praying for you and had to call to invite you back." Anne had faith enough to carry me and pray for me when I was wounded, when my faith was weak, when it was faltering, and I thank God for her. You see, faith is never something just to be talked about. It is something that must be demonstrated in the way we live. James said, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. There were four men who unselfishly went to a lot of trouble to get their friend the help that he needed. Someone has well said, they won't care how much we know until they know how much we care. Mother Teresa was once invited to a hunger conference in Bombay. On her way to the conference, she noticed a man dying of hunger. Inside the building, the conference was going on. But she took the man and she fed him. The conference talked about statistics here and statistics there, while a real person was dying on the steps of their building. Maybe this is the answer to a generation of skeptics and cynics for whom Christianity seems like so much nonsense. They need to see faith in action, in the flesh, taking on legs. As G.K. Chesterton put it, the problem is not that Christianity has been tried and found wanting. The problem is it has hardly ever been tried. Christ commands us to care. As our response to his loving care for us, love ye one another as I have loved you. When his spirit possesses us, Christ actually spreads his love through us, scattering his love in the world. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that Jesus didn't come to earth, preach a couple of marvelous sermons about how sinful we all are, and then ascend back to heaven. It helps to know that our God is full of compassion and that God truly cares about us and our every problem. That he was willing to get his hands dirty in our messy lives in order to show what is important in life and to save us. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep." In other words, care. Care like our deacons who get involved in the lives of the members of this congregation, often putting their own needs second to the needs of others. What a tremendous difference it would make if we could end each day knowing that we had done something to change the life for better for someone else. The cup of cold water given in the name of Jesus becomes a cup of hope, of comfort, of grace, of encouragement, and the promise of eternity. Expressing concern is not enough, but it is a good start. James said, what good is it, brothers and sisters, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and feel safe," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? These four men didn't want to take their paralyzed friend to a night out with the boys or to a chariot race. They didn't want to take him out fishing on the lake. They wanted to share Christ with him, and that made all the difference in his life. I like Andrew, the apostle. Andrew is not one of the prominent apostles like James and John or Peter, his brother. But every time we read about Andrew, he's quietly taking someone to Christ. He brought his brother, Peter, to the Lord. He brought the boy with the fish to Jesus. He brought some Greeks who had questions to Jesus. No, he's not recognized as great, but he shared Christ with the people around him. And when you stop to think about it, what could possibly be greater than that? The four men physically carried their friend to Jesus, but when they got near the house, it seemed an impossible task. However, they had a faith so great that it refused to die in the face of obstacles. I believe this experience increased their faith because difficulties test us and cause our faith to grow. Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I can speak from experience. The Lord's work is not always accomplished by people the world considers successful, but it has been done by people, regardless of their status in life, who believe in the power of God, who are willing to take action in love, relying on God to do the rest. Single-handedly, these four men could never have managed. But together, they were an unstoppable force for good. Their faith was visible to Jesus and to others who witnessed the miracle. Our actions will make our faith visible to the watching world. In these four men, Jesus saw their hearts and their determination and love for their friend because they cared enough to act. I believe others saw and came to believe. I spoke with a gentleman recently who learned of the care a family in our congregation was receiving. He asked, "What church do you belong to? I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen this kind of support." "The National Presbyterian Church," I said. "Wow," he said. "That's the kind of Christian I want to be." In today's gospel, we learn of four faith-filled persons, people, who made it possible for their paralyzed friend to meet Jesus, a friend unable to find his way there alone. They wanted him to encounter Jesus, to learn of his friendship and his love. Because of his person-to-person encounter with Jesus, the paralyzed man picked up his mat and walked home, healed, forgiven, and made whole. Miracles can and do happen when we care and act in his name. The four friends of the paralytic man in our gospel account are an example for us of faith in action, faith in motion, caring enough to make a difference in the life of another, caring enough to act. Want to hear the rest of the story? Rumor has it that five men joined the men and women of Habitat for Humanity as they were repairing the man's house the next day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, you command us to care, to love as you have loved. Allow your Spirit to possess us, to show us how we can enrich the life of others. We know that your love changes things. May we remember that the kingdom you are building in our hearts and in the world has love as its cornerstone, love expressed simply in and by caring for one another. Open our hearts to feel the fun and joy and glory in caring for others. Amen.